This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You could call whatever names you want to call, but the reality with Astorino is that he doesn't have a running mate. You could ask yourself, why, Rob, why don't you have a running mate anymore? What happened to Michael Grace? Well, the problem is that he got kicked off of the ballot. Well, why did Michael Grace get kicked off the ballot? By not just the Board of Elections, but in court. What was wrong? Well, they submitted thousands of illegal signatures. That's the end of the story.
Is it the end of the story? Not when Sid Rosenberg is hosting a show. It ain't the end of the story. That was Lee Zeldin's contention yesterday. Yesterday was a very ugly, ugly show, which means the ratings had to be through the roof. I haven't checked. But the back and forth between Lee Zeldin and Andrew Giuliani was epic. And then Rob Astorino, who you heard there, Zeldin take to task. He's going to come on now, I guess, and answer the question, what happened to Michael Grace and these signature forgeries and all this stuff that Lee Zeldin contends both guys did, Astorino and Giuliani. So here he is, become a very good friend of the show. He's Bernie's endorsement for governor. He is. Was a great executive in Westchester County. Rob Astorino. Rob, good Friday morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to be as hot as this weekend weather in a moment, but go ahead.
Listen, I felt badly because you called in yesterday and we literally just ran out of time. It wasn't that I put Andrew on and not you. I did want to hear from you, so I'm really happy you're on this morning. You're one of the big three, as they say, you, Andrew, and Lee. Lee said yesterday that Andrew Giuliani, the reason why there was this whole issue was because of forgeries and signatures, and he said the same thing about you and your guy Michael Grace. So get hot. Take it away, Rob Astorino. Was Lee right? What's going on?
Well, let's start with a declarative statement. Lee Zeldin is a liar, okay? And I hate to say that, but you can't for the last month pretend like you had nothing to do with the signature challenges. I got a box a foot high, literally, of paper on challenges that they were doing over the course of a week, claiming that, two people in Albany, just ordinary citizens who hired legal representation at probably $500 an hour, went through all of these signatures on mine, 21,000, as well as Michael Grace, who was a really good, decent, honorable man who was the supervisor in the town of Yorktown. We had volunteers all over the place. They did this to Andrew Giuliani, and they did this to Harry Wilson. So he didn't want to have any competition because if I had his record, I don't think I'd want to have a debate or talk about it either, saying Cuomo should be president and voting for the Cuomo budgets. That's going to be a big problem for him, and he knows it.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you. That's where I disagree with you, okay, because first of all, you have to go back many, 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 many years. It does matter. Now, hold on, because back then, Cuomo was more of a moderate, and yes, as it turned out, he's one of the worst politicians and a louse, but you couldn't tell me, and I know you're a smart guy, Rob, that the Andrew Cuomo of 2021 was the same guy in 2012.
I certainly can, because I ran against him because he was a corrupt thug on a good day, and everybody knew it. So if you didn't know back then that Cuomo had us on the wrong track, was a thug, was corrupt with the Buffalo Billion, was the Moreland Commission, with Startup New York,
That's true.
All those things that were swirling around him, if you didn't know he was a bad guy then yeah. I do question your judgment, and you don't belong in Albany when you did have your chance. But anyway, let me go back to these. I don't want to dwell on this, but I want to answer it. These were not thrown out because of forgeries. That is an utter lie. And that, by the way, that kind of slander can't happen because what he's saying that either I did, which of course was thrown out in court by his allegations and obviously were running, or what Michael Grace did or Andrew Giuliani, saying that people sat in a corner and just scribbled names, that is an absolute – that's forgery, fraud, and that would be illegal. None of that was even proven, none of that. What the technicalities were that got Michael Grace off, first off, he had the number of signatures. They literally added wrong at the Board of Elections using their numbers, and they wouldn't accept to do it again, which is crazy because he would have qualified. But anyway, an 80-year-old woman in Cattaraugus, okay, which is far west New York, she went out and got 80 signatures. She's a Republican. She got Republicans to sign. And just because they might have put their wrong town as opposed to the village, et cetera, like in New York, for instance, if you put Garden City after your signature, which is your address, instead of the town of Hempstead, they might throw that out on a technicality, an arcane technicality.
Right.
Not that they're not a Republican, not that they didn't sign it, not that it wasn't witnessed. So it's all just completely absurd. Everybody should have been on the ballot, including Grace. I am, and so is Andrew Giuliani. And that's his nightmare because, you know what, Republicans are going to have a choice, and they should, whether they want a Cuomo lackey when he was in Albany or if they want somebody who actually did the job like I did as an executive, cut taxes, held the line on spending, and went after the corruption in Albany and called them all out, including, unfortunately, some people in my own party. So, I'm ready for this race in the next 38 days or whatever it is, and I can't wait to go head-to-head. And, yeah, I'd be happy to have a debate on WABC. Let's see if Lee has the guts to accept it.
Well, you don't want to do it on WABC. You want to do it, I mean, yes, ABC, but here. It's got to be with me and Bernard. We've had all three of you on often. We've covered this thing, and it's got to be here. None of this late afternoon stuff. But we'd love to do it. We really
overnight
would.
Overnight with Frank, exactly.
Do it at 1 o'clock in the morning with Frank. But you know, you look back at the history of these short campaigns. And if I'm wrong here, correct me, Rob. One of the reasons why I do like you and Bernie loves you, he's endorsing you, is you too. You got a brass steel set of balls. You're not afraid. You're very smart. You've had success as a politician. You're well-rounded. I remember you and I actually hit it off really great. The first time you were on, John Catsimatidis was the guy that encouraged me to put you on this show, and we talked Miami Dolphin football, and I said, I love this guy. But you were the first one to throw a haymaker in this quote-unquote fight. You were the first one to come out and say Zeldin this, Zeldin that, because a lot of us thought you guys would save all that for the eventual big face-off against Kathy Hochul, but you came out swinging first about Zeldin. Is that fair to say?
I don't remember if I was first or not, but it's fair to say that it's fair game. I mean, I'm not going after him personally other than what I just said because
You called him a liar. That's pretty personal.
I have to at this point because what he said yesterday was an outright lie to me and to Giuliani and to Michael Grace and to Harry Wilson, honestly.
Well, where is Michael Grace now? Where is he now? What happened there?
Well, he was taken off the ballot on technicalities, on arcane technicalities. So, you know, instead of having a lieutenant governor debate, which would be good for the people, and disenfranchising – you know, between the four candidates, there was over, I think it was about 100,000 signatures, registered Republicans who said, we want to have a debate in the party and to have ideas and a primary, as opposed to the establishment and a few party bosses picking way back when and anointing somebody. That's not what we do here. You know, so that when he says that things were forged and things were fraud, that's an outright lie, and I'm not going to accept that, period.
All right, fair enough. I wouldn't either. If, in fact, it was an outright lie, I'd be as pissed off as you are, to be honest. I remain very, very friendly with Lee. I picked him as my candidate from the very beginning. But if there's any credence to what you're saying, I'd be very angry, too. You know, you keep including Harry Wilson as the fourth guy. Hey, Rob, I know he went to college with the guy, so I guess he feels indebted somehow. They're friendly. Anybody who gives money to Alvin Bragg, do not put yourself in the same category. Do not associate with somebody giving money to Alvin Bragg, okay?
Well, look, I agree with that. I think that was a fatal error, but that's up for debate. We can all have that.
That is not up for debate. That is absolute 1,000%.
No. I'm saying I believe in Harry's right to run. He has to defend that donation to Alvin Bragg, which I think is ridiculous. But I defend his right to run. He got signatures too, so you know, the voters will pick that, and you know, we'll figure it out. But look, you know. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I was in the city talking about crime and talking about how we've got to get rid of Hochul and what I would do. And, you know, it's like I was up in Albany the other day, and the only thing that the media wanted to ask me was replacement theory. Do you agree with replacement theory? Are you a replacement theorist? On. Is this where the Republican Party is? And I looked at the woman who asked me the question. I said, what the hell are you talking about? I honestly had no idea what she's talking about. And then she explains it, and I said, you know, she's the replacement of white people by immigrants and others. I said, if you're talking about illegal immigration, as I'm exposing with these flights coming in almost every night now at the Westchester County Airport, and people here illegally getting services and getting cash assistance and going in school and going into our healthcare facilities and hospitals, and we can't afford to pay our own bills here as citizens, then yeah, I have a problem with illegal immigration. Right. But the only thing that needs to be replaced is Kathy Hochul and her stupid policies.
Well done.
You know, I talked about stop, question, and frisk. We need to bring that back. There is no question about that. And it is legal under a Supreme Court decision from 68, Terry versus Ohio. It's in our CPL law here in criminal procedure law in New York. It is absolutely legal. New York City needs to fight back and say goodbye to the monitor and go back to court and use that tool.
Yep.
We need to put people, you know, our cops in uniform. They need to be on the subway platforms, you know, to show visibly that they're there and to protect. We really need the undercover cops. Right now, I don't know if you know this, but these anti-street gangs and everything, anti-gun units, they have to wear, quote, a
Do we know it? I mean, you listen to the show. We talk about it all the time. Me and Bernie think that's crazy. But a guy like Bo Deedle, who served for many years, says, Sid, Bernie, you have to understand, we have a lot of cases of friendly fire. Guys just don't know. So there are some cops that believe that's the better way to do it. Guys who actually had that job, me, I'm with you. I think the element of surprise is the winner.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to a lot of cops, and I talked to former commissioners, and I think they're siding with us that that's the only way you're really going to crack down. Obviously, friendly fire you want to prevent in every way. But, you know, so, you know, getting rid of her parole board, which has released 20 cop killers.
Yep.
Firing Alvin Bragg, which is what I said from the very beginning we would do. These are big issues. And, of course, repealing no cash bail, which is the big mama of it all.
Right.
The media doesn't want to talk about that.
I know.
They want to put a microphone and say replacement.
I know. So 30 seconds to go, and you certainly did a great job again this morning. 30 seconds. I kind of feel like now it's you and Giuliani teaming up in an effort to beat Lee Zeldin, because you both feel like he's lied about the both of you. Is this now like a wrestling match, a 2-on-1, you and Giuliani versus Lee Zeldin?
Tag team wrestling.
Yes.
I'm not Andre the Giant, but I'm ready to go. And you know what? Andrew's great. I like him a lot as a friend. And, I wish we could have teamed up as governor, lieutenant governor, because I think he's got a great career in politics. But you know what? We believe in similar things, and we believe that we've been defamed by the supposed weak front runner. So, yeah, we might align on this issue, definitely. We align on a lot of issues, to be honest with you. I think the biggest thing for me is just the experience, and that the supposed front runner, Lee Zeldin, had his time in Albany, and he blew it. He was the go-along, get-along crowd. That's not what we need to fix this state. It's something we need right now is what I did in Westchester. That's the only way we're going to change things here.
Hey, Rob, great job. Really terrific job. Glad you came on today, had your chance to speak. And I'm glad all three of you guys had your chance to speak. Lee, you, and Andrew. Now let's leave it up to the listeners.
You got to ask him, Sid, because the last couple times, you got to ask him when Zeldin is on, will he support the winner of the primary? I have said this repeatedly. I will support the winner if it's not me.
Okay.
He has never said that.
Okay. I promise you, I will ask him that the next time he comes on, and maybe, just maybe, you can ask him yourself if you three guys are in studio. Hey, have a great weekend. Great job, Rob. Really terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go Rangers. I want to say this.
All right.
With sports, I'm Rob.
That's very good. Rob Astorino from downtown. With sports, I'm Rob. Rob Astorino, gubernatorial hopeful, and he becomes the second guy in the last 2 days to call my friend Lee Zeldin a liar. So, well, this saga will continue right here on the Bernie and Sid Show, and of course, here in the state of New York. Hour number three coming right at you right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.